During your ministry, have there been any books of the Bible that you've purposefully avoided preaching very much from? If so, why? If purposefully avoided means I think I should preach them and I won't preach them, no. If purposefully avoided means I choose one over the other, yes. because I can't do Romans and Isaiah or Romans and Deuteronomy. And so the answer to that why is just a perception that given where the church is, who I am, what the nature of the culture is, it seems at this point, all things considered, most profitable for the church to do this and not that. But there's no book that I know of that I have said no to because I don't want the challenge or I think it would be bad for the people. I know some would be harder than others. Revelation is the one book that John Calvin did not write a commentary about. I wonder why. And I would find it hard going to know what to do with the middle chapters in there. Same thing with the last chapters of Daniel. Same thing with Ecclesiastes. Those would be all difficult, but I don't think I've avoided them because of that. In fact, I've sometimes wanted to do it just for the challenge. And yet it has never, those books in particular have never seemed as edifying as the ones that I have chosen at the time.